Welcome back to Sportsline. Kyle McEwen with Victorious Orion Charger head football coach Chip Filler. And tonight, a game of runs. Kewaunee in town at Charger Field for the home opener for the 2019 season. Orion led it early 13-0, then found themselves down late in the fourth. They score 16 straight to come back and win this game 35-27. What a night.
Yeah, just a great job by our kids. Just believing in the process and keep pounding on that rock. And, you know, pretty soon it's going to crumble. And that's, you know, kind of believe in that factor. And, you know, situational football was key for us. Our boys believed in it. They made the plays down the stretch when we had to have them made.
You found yourselves down late in the second half, but you were able to block an extra point attempt from Kewaunee, and that seemed to really change the momentum in the early part of the fourth quarter.
Yeah, I think that was the big key, because that if they kick that extra point and they make it, it's now 9 points. Now we're a two-score game, so we're really struggling. But that gave us some momentum, you know, kept it within eight. We knew we had some great two-point plays that we could make. We felt good in that package. So that was the thing. Once the block happened, I was really, really excited, come running off to our kids. I said, let's go score now. And then they did. So I was really proud of that.
You had to have a revolving door at some positions tonight due to some cramping and some different situations. But tell us about some of those kids who came in, stepped up in big roles.
Well, you know, we got a freshman halfback who was in the game in full house trying to lead block for our all-conference runner. And really, that's scary because he's only 130 pounds, but he blocked his butt off. And then we had an injury with our tight end, Quinn Hofstender, for a couple plays. So we had to put in a sophomore running back to play tight end, Luke Johnson, and he did a phenomenal job. So just them, they just keep pounding away, and, you know, I was just really, really proud. Next man up kind of mentality, and they didn't bat an eyelash when we went and asked them. And our coaching staff did a great job of coaching those guys on the fly as well.
Tonight, Ryan Youngworth, 15 of 18. Yes, he had the interception, but he also came through late with some big plays and able to toss some touchdowns tonight and just continue to add to his development.
Yeah, just a great job. I mean, the game plan in the second half was we're going to run the football, and then he'd have to pick up some third downs, and then he did just that. But at the same time, you know, the fourth down and 10 pass play to Quinn to keep that drive alive, the double cross, when we were in double cross for the game-winning touchdown, and then the extra point to tie the game at 27 back-to-back, very proud of that factor. And then, you know, you mentioned his offense, but then, like, he goes and picks off the pass to get us back in the game, you know, to get the ball back so we can go down and win. So really, really proud of him. He's a senior, you know, just really excited for him that he did well.
You guys proved a point tonight, staying in their stance so long. Yes, you draw Kewaunee offsides, and you continue to stay in that stance and hammer the point home. We are disciplined. And these kids showed that tonight.
Yeah, I love it when they do that, to be honest with you. It's kind of the biggest in your face kind of deal, but just to show them, hey, we're not moving no matter what. This, you can't break us. I love it, and I'm glad we do it, and I'm glad they should show that discipline. They did a great job. I saw Kewaunee got on our snap count early. They were blitzing linebackers, so you know we had to make some adjustments. And we don't normally do it out of spread, and then we had to end up doing it out of spread, and our kids were really disciplined that way too. So I'm super excited for them.
They ran the eye a lot tonight, and their receiver, Kevon Russell, 6'3", 180, and he was obviously the main target. What adjustments defensively did you make to try to neutralize him in the second half?
There was nothing. They're late because of some injuries. We just went, Ryan, you got to have him, and you're going to go, you're our best option, and you just take him all over the field, and you just saw Ryan just played a heck of a game. You know, they tried to double move him. He wouldn't bite on anything. He was super disciplined in his drops, and then they're late, got that great interception.
Rockridge, a winner tonight in overtime over Monmouth Roseville. They're now 2-0. And they come to town 1 week from tonight on WRMJ at WRMJ.com. Your thoughts taking on a new head coach in Steve Disler and the Rockridge Rockets?
Well, you know, Steve's got a great track record from places he's been. You know, the rivalry's going to same. You know, coaches come and go. You know, maybe not here in Orion, but coaches come and go places. But the rivalry will always stay the same, and we're excited for the challenge. And again, you know, just like this week was the biggest game of our season, now Rockridge is the biggest game of our season. And it will be so on down the line. And so, you know, guys, got him at home. It's rivalry. It's gonna be pretty great. Now, if you think about it, now we're in week three. This is the third time we've met in the last six football weeks, so to speak, from the two that we've played him last year, two out of the last three games last year, and now this one. So I think we're pretty much sick of each other, basically.
And
so,
a special theme next week too.
Yeah, cancer night. There's a student here, Xander Carlson, was diagnosed with a form of cancer, and they're honoring him that night. And Rockridge community is really behind that, so that community support is amazing. So, you know, even take the rivalry, but at the same time, we're all coming together, so it's really nice.
Chip Filler, head coach of the Orion Chargers. Orion 2-0, come from behind victory. They win at 35-27 Friday night here at Charger Field. Thanks, Coach.
All right, appreciate it. Thanks, Cal.
Back with more coming up on Sportsline after this on WRMJ and WRMJ.com.